This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A little after 5 o'clock, and if you're watching on Twitch, you can see that the rush hour traffic is in no rush to get anywhere because both directions of the pike are bumper to bumper.
That looks disgusting.
Yeah, it does. I'm sure that won't affect my ride home. It was almost 2 hours last night, so let's shoot for a new record tonight.
Come on. I'm trying to get home, watch some Halloween movies.
Let's go, Mego.
I know.
Also, thank you for having my back, Silence of the Lambs. Not a horror movie.
No, it's a thriller.
Yes.
It's a thriller. It's not a horror.
You two got something going on here?
No, we both love scary movies.
I know, and you hip-hop. Told her she looked nice. Now you're talking about all your movie background debates and having each other's
okay,
back.
Okay, it's time to fess up. Stiz was Mr. Who.
Ooh, nice. Good for you, Stiz.
Just kidding.
Thank you.
Please don't put that out there.
My actual husband will be very
Brian, you heard it. Put it in the Twitch.
The man behind the glass. Okay, 617-779-7937. We are talking about Christian Barmore and his issue with the Providence police last night, which you can now see on social media in the police camera footage, which shows a very worked up Barmore. Sort of accusations going in both directions about whatever the hell was going on at 1 a.m. in an allegedly, I don't know the area, but an allegedly kind of bad area of Providence. But also we're talking about the fact that this is kind of a series of issues that this team has had, which makes them like a lot of other teams, but is also the only issue we care about. We're not talking about Georgia football or some other team. We're talking about Gerard Mayo's Patriots. Gerard Mayo's Patriots are Gerard Mayo's problem.
I think it's especially tough because Mayo has spoken in the past a couple weeks ago about how involved he's trying to keep Barmore in the team. He knows that he's supposed to be a building block talent-wise on the field, and it's really important to keep him engaged in the locker room and whatever culture he's trying to establish there. So when you look at that aspect and you look at, look, these aren't the same, they're not connected, but I'm just talking about things that are happening this season. Jabril Peppers being a captain. Like, these aren't just random guys that you took a flyer on and you're bringing in to see how they do. These are guys who you are banking on about building out your program. And that's why it's such a big deal.
Absolutely. And, Gerard Mayo was brought in to build a culture and brought in supposedly be a leader of men and molder of men. And all these things we've kind of catchphrases we've heard. Well, whether he likes it or not, he's getting the opportunity to prove that very early on in his career. And I did want to throw out something that Mike Giardi actually texted me after he went off the air, sort of forgot to mention, and I had kind of forgotten all about this. Christian Barmore has the largest guarantee in a contract to anybody not named Tom Brady by the New England Patriots.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's how much this guy is paid. That's how much this guy is a building block foundationally for this organization. So 617-779-7937. Let's go to the calls, and we'll go in order of longest wait. So let's go to Paul in Westfield. Paul, what do you got on the Pats tonight?
Well, after listening to her and Megal haven't talked in a while, I'll go back to my core roots, was the ghetto. What we have here is a social dysfunctional disease where you think a guy who's risking his life to help save you, the cops in that area. Don't knock on my window. Can we just talk to you for a minute? You have an arrogant, piss-off attitude, which to a police is suspicious. Then it escalates. If you just act like an adult, treat them with respect, you'll realize they're making their living to try to save your lives. They're not the enemy. And unfortunately, the money and the lawyers in the sick society, we call it entitlement entanglement, and they use money to explain it away. It's almost like we're creating a culture. I grew up around. We built the Hall of Justice. We ran it in Springfield for 28 years, my dad and my cousins. It's a problem. And when you want to be a role model and build a team, you don't do coke and get all gooned up and act like an idiot. Then you go out on the field and make tons of mistakes. It's not.
All right, Paul. The first part I was okay with. There's no coke alleged here. That's sadly a separate incident with a separate player on the team. But I get where he's coming from. There is definitely a sense of entitlement, sometimes in both directions. If we're going to go back to the knock on my window, the Tyreek Hill situation, which I think Tyreek Hill went in a bad direction early, and then the cops went in a bad direction later, and then we end up with these situations that really escalate. And that's, again, the one thing that I think you could take away as a positive from this is it didn't reach that level. It didn't escalate to that level. But the fact that it happened is an issue. The fact that it happened again by a Patriot is an ongoing and growing issue with this team that if I'm Gerard Mayo, I'm starting to wonder, did I really want to be a head coach? Like, I'm 1-5. We stink on the field. We have penalties. Everybody's saying we're undisciplined. I'm a bad football coach. I'm in over my head. And every time I come in the office, I feel like there's some other off the field issue that I have to deal with and hear about. And it's like, why did I want to be this again? Why did I want to lead men? Because men seem like a pain in the ass to lead.
Oh, they certainly are. I'd agree with that.
Women too,
time.
I bet.
But I'll
be a great
ask you
thing. Actually, that's a great point.
Who's more annoying to lead, men or women?
And if you are the head coach of, what's the woman's name that's the $1 million head coach of the Aces in Las Vegas?
I don't have it top of mind, Andy, I gotta say.
Either. Damn it!
All effort to bring
I
it
just
up
assumed you as the woman in the room would know about women's sports.
We all know each other.
Because I do wonder if they're like what the issues are different when you
Becky
lead.
Becky Hammon?
Yes, Becky Hammon, who obviously got her start in the NBA. She was with Pop in San Antonio. Like, what are the issues she deals with? She's in Las Vegas. She has women that don't make nearly as much money, but make decent money and are sort of stars. And, you know, they live in that world
well,
and
look,
that culture.
You had
culture.
Somebody who had a Russian drug charge.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Prison.
The leader of women, do they deal with even close to the same things in terms of leading in men? Probably not, because men are idiots and men are dumbasses that do a lot of dumb things. We've seen that in all areas of life. But I think this is an issue, but let's keep it to sort of the topic at hand, which is Mayo, the culture, what these players actually did. Let's not like extrapolate beyond the details of the situation.
Well,
right?
I'll also say on the one hand, I think it's especially difficult with football because the rosters are so giant. You can't handhold every single person and you can't direct every single person on how they're going to behave when they're outside of the facility. But I'll ask you this, Andy, because you covered the team for a while.
Yep.
Do you feel like something like this would be well known publicly, would be a story on the news behind your head right now 20 years ago?
Probably not.
We probably wouldn't have the body cam footage.
We wouldn't have the body cam footage. We wouldn't have the social media posting.
Right.
We wouldn't have that ability.
Some of it is also like I look at it
time-wise.
And I go, is it just a different way that we get all this information now as fans of football or any sport that we get all of this? Whereas 20 years ago, certainly 30, 40 years ago, you don't know everything that everybody's up to on a 53-man roster plus the practice squad.
Right, and not to go back to the Hernandez thing too often, but like that guy at Florida, that the fixer or whatever, he's a lawyer, he's this, he shows up, he gets Hernandez out of jail, he calls the right person, and we can cover this. Teams have these people. All NFL teams have these people that are in that gray area between they might be retired state troopers, law enforcement, FBI. They find out about things through sources, therefore they can get a ahead of things before the media can and before other things. Now, I do think that was easier 10, 20, 30 years ago with social media not as readily available and just not as much information. People being able to see things as quickly was probably easier to sweep things under the rug because a lot of stuff happened. And it was an iceberg thing where the tip of the iceberg was public, the really bad stuff or unlucky guys. And then all the other guys, it was covered up. It was kind of pushed under the carpet. But you know what? That's That's no excuse for Gerard Mayo.
No, it's just when we compare, if people are looking at, wow, there's all this happening now, I'm just trying to look at it from a full scope of, I'm sure there's been incidents in the league forever. It's not just indicative of this generation of players anything like that.
Probably worse incidents. And I don't totally want to go down this road, but this is a thought I've always had. And I don't know whether it's proven true or not by any science. This is an Andy Hart opinion, right off the top of his head. But I do find there's an issue with men that are hopped up testosterone-wise in a world of nothing but violence. Nothing but violence. Struggling when they get put in situations where their fight or flight kicks in and they're used to fighting, right? Like they're sort of trained physical people, and not just football players. I think that's, you know, boxers, UFC, guys of that nature. Now, you're built to be a machine physically, and then you're put in a position where some like wiring in you is fight or flight, and you fight, right?
Like an agitation.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. And that's, I'm not even going down the road of like steroid use and roid rage and all of those things, which also could be factors over the years with different incidents. So I do think it's a, that's why, as Herm Edwards says, nothing good happens after midnight. Like, stay out of situations that could lead to worse situations. And that's where I think there's some truth to this, especially in the Barmore situation.
Except for drunk pizza.
What's drunk pizza?
Just getting pizza when you're drunk.
Yeah,
you
order
do that
pizza
after midnight? That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Bring it to me. I'm at home on the couch, drunk, and I order a pizza. It's not great. I'm not going to lie to you. I think
that's the best thing.
For that's a physical specimen who makes his career on his body, I think Herm Edwards would say that's another example. Don't eat pizza at midnight drunk on your couch.
In the off season. Once.
Yeah. You think Tom Brady ordered drunk pizza?
Probably before he got all weird with his diet.
That he did, and then he got great.
When he was living in Ty Law's house, I think that he ordered some drunk pizza.
Okay, you're probably like, David in the car, what are your thoughts on the current culture for Gerard Mayo and the Patriots?
Great topic, guys, and Megan, great to hear you on the airways again.
Thank you.
I don't think there's a problem. You know, I played professional sports, guys, and it's different now. And I played in an era, we didn't have a technology that today we didn't have all the stuff that's out there, and it gets to be quick out there that causes a lot of problems. But I'll say this, Providence is not a good place to hang out after a certain hour. Okay, I'm from Rhode Island, so I can tell you there's a lot of stuff that goes on that's not even known about, and it seems like professional athletes get to a point where they don't know how to separate and understand that they are now professional athletes. You just can't do things like you did. You cannot hang out with people you did. You cannot go to places that you normally would when you're not a professional athlete. And if you don't have that mindset, and if you don't have a coach, because when Belichick was a coach, I didn't think we had these problems like this, even years ago.
Thanks for the call, David. I'm going to agree to disagree on that one. They had plenty of problems that made it to the media. They also had plenty of problems that didn't make it to the media. The text line offered up Chandler Jones. Mm-hmm. That whole incident was one of them. But there really were a litany of them over the years. And that's just the reality when you lead 53, 20-something young men with millions of dollars who come from various backgrounds. Again, Hernandez, like some of these guys come from a tough background of neighborhoods, families, pressures, people, bad eggs, the whole thing. And that's part of this too. So 617-779-7937. We'll keep talking about the Patriots, their culture, this Christian Barmore situation. Does it have you concerned as a Patriots fan, not only about the present team, but about Gerard Mayo's ability to lead a football team? Is this a rookie growth period for Gerard Mayo and his culture? Or is he maybe not the culture leader that we thought he was supposed to be? 617-779-7937. This is the WEEI Afternoon Program with Mego and Hart on this afternoon. And right now, like you do many, many days of the week, you get Stiz's award-winning trending.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
That is additional audio from Christian Barmore and his run-in with the Providence police early this morning around 1 a.m. was stopped for apparently unregistered. They also couldn't see the license plate. There was some sort of cover. These have come across my Instagram timeline a time or two. There's these things you can buy that when they like the headlights hit it, it makes it like impossible to read your license plate.
Why would you want that?
Well, if you don't want them to know who you are,
yeah,
what
that
you're
seems
doing,
like a reason to pull you over.
Thank you, Christian Barmore. I believe that's the cop's point right there. If I can't read your license plate, I don't care whether you're going 10
or 110. As possible. I want everyone to leave me alone.
Yeah, you know what gets you not pulled over? Having a nice, normal license plate that they can read. They're like, oh, a Rhode Island plate, 6JQR17. Oh, I'm going to let him go because he's not doing anything else wrong. But when he can't see the license plate, he's actually trained to maybe look into this. So it doesn't matter that you weren't speeding. He didn't pull you over for speeding. And then, oh, by the way, the little rolling thing. I mean, are we being naive here or do we know what he was doing?
I mean, I'm pretty naive, so I'm going to admit to that.
But
the rolling stop, I didn't know. I was not aware is a possible indicator of nefarious activity inside the vehicle.
But doesn't it make sense that maybe if they found an ashtray with a put-out blunt or whatever in it?
He was tucking the weed under the seat.
Exactly. And putting it out because he was probably smoking it. And that's the biggest issue here, not the possession. There's two issues. There's the license plate being covered. You can't do that. And it was also, I believe, a temporary one, they said. Like one of those like paper.
Well, maybe it's a new car.
Okay, but you can't cover it. It's not the temporary part. Okay. Missing the covered part. He couldn't read it.
Well, you brought it up that it was temporary.
Which could also be shady, because temporary usually means cardboard, which means he could have printed it on his home computer, and I don't know what the hell that is.
No. Like, sometimes you buy it, and you haven't gotten it already.
I know. I'm just saying there's issues here, but the issue is he...
I don't know why I'm arguing. I don't care about the license plate.
Well, they did, because they couldn't read it. And then he has weed in the car. That's allowed.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, but I mean, basically, I think they had it. And... what's not allowed is he can't be smoking it. He can't be operating while utilizing his marijuana. That can be for whatever. Like, I don't care what the league does. There's other issues. They can go down that road. And then also, if I'm Mayo, I start with, WTF are you doing? Like, isn't that, if I'm a head coach.
Well, part of it is, 1 a.m. If you're the head coach and it's the middle of the season, even if your player's coming back from a serious blood clot condition, you probably want them in bed at 1 a.m. or whatever time he was out there.
Yes, and just I definitely
getting did. Ready to be at work the next day. Question though, because I actually haven't had time to read the police report today. Did they perform a search of the vehicle? Did the police?
Was there anything confiscated?
So. Like, has that been reported?
Well, it's the marijuana, the tubes of marijuana and the ashtray and the blunt, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, I kind of skimmed it. But there's also the issue that NFL players are still tested for weed. Like, there's weird rules about
weed
in the NFL.
Which I also personally think is a little silly.
So, because I do too. Like, I don't have a problem with that.
That's a whole separate issue from this.
And that ties more into the other stuff of, like, the job he does and what he needs to do to recover and treat and all those things.
Right, right.
But the problem here is he escalated the situation with just his energy, his loudness, his speed talking, his sort of threatening nature. And I guess my biggest issue is, what the hell are you doing? Let me rewind. What the hell are you doing? Go to bed. You're right. Tom Brady was in bed by 9. Who's the other guy I just heard about? Joe Burrow.
It's 9:30.
Like, the offensive coordinator wants to text him something, and he doesn't get, like, a response till morning because he's already in bed at 9:30, and he's already, you know. So nothing good happens after midnight.
Nothing good happens before you're 30 is really the other side of it, is you just have you have so much energy when you're young. I think about 9:30. I'm like, I love being in bed at 9:30.
Oh,
all cozied up in my PJs.
1 a.m.
Reading my Kindle.
I can't even.
You know, that's one of the great things about the Patriots being so crappy is they have a 1 p.m. game.
That's true.
And if the Sunday night game is bad, I get to get into bed all cozied up, get my dog up there. I'm like, this is great.
That is true. I can't even tell you the last time I was in a car in a city at 1 a.m. Like,
I mean, I've been in an Uber recently, but it was also like friends' weddings and bachelorettes and stuff like
nothing
that.
Nothing good was happening there. Bachelorette party, 1 a.m., Uber. I think you should have probably been home earlier. Anyway, back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Patrick in, Rhode Island. Maybe he's got some in-state insight to the situation with Christian Barmore. Patrick, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it all the time.
Appreciate it.
No, it was like you say, there's nothing good that happens after midnight. Previs, I think the Patriots do a fantastic job in New England helping kids, adults, cancer, whatever. They put so much money and effort and just their time that they spend with the kids or adults, I think is fantastic. But Barmore being out after midnight and on turn to 10, there were 3 shootings in Providence that night. And they see this car, unregistered, you know, tinted windows, whatever. The police are just doing their due diligence.
All right. Thanks for the call, Patrick. I wasn't aware that there were shootings in Providence that were...
I don't have it in me to fact check that right now.
But there probably were. I mean, there's shootings in a lot of cities late at night, and that's just a reality. And there's some truth to what Patrick, I think, may have been alluding to. If I'm a coach and I'm watching the news and I'm just saying, why are you in a place where there's shootings every night? You know, like there could be shooting. Like you're entering an environment where I'm saying you could be doing nothing wrong. Like leaving some friend's house late at 1 a.m., which late part, a little bit wrong. And then you're caught in some crossfire of shootings. Like, that's my point. Like, you are a key building block for this team. Your body is an asset to you. It's an asset to us. Like, that is a big deal. And you should treat it as such. This is no different, in my mind, than don't go skiing. They have clauses where they're not allowed to ride any vehicle that doesn't have a seatbelt, you know, UTVs or whatever. If it doesn't have a seatbelt, you can't ride it. Why?
Snowmobile.
You know why? Because bad stuff can happen. I'm not saying you're a bad person for doing it, but you're opening a door to bad stuff happening. That door we shouldn't be opening for the next 3, 5, 10 years of your life when you have a very specific job, which is to utilize your massively athletic frame to help us win football games and to do good things in the community. As Patrick says, the Patriots do great things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to paint a picture that the Patriots are this roughshod organization where all they do is, beat women and take drugs and rip the police. No. Their owner just started a great program with the Time Out for Hate, which is a continuation of everything he's been doing to stop hate and anti-Semitism and all those things. That's great. Players go to a lot of community outreach events. Coincidentally enough, a lot of times on Tuesdays, and this Tuesday bled into Wednesday for Christian Barmore in Providence, I bet you he's been to Providence for some community event just to do good things. They do a lot of great things. But doing a lot of great things doesn't mean I just ignore when you do something dumb, right? That's part of being an adult. Like, you don't get, I built up points, so can I be a jackass for one night because I did a bunch of good things for a while? No, that's not how it works. You get treated like a jackass if you act like a jackass.
Look, at the end of the day, it's about the player's self-accountability. These guys are all adults. You want to be...
Act like it.
You got to take care of yourself, and you have to be smart about yourself and the agreements that you make with the team. So we can look at Jerod Mayo as a first-time head coach and say, well, there is... at least three things that have happened off the field of varying degrees of seriousness, and say it's only mid-October and that's something to look at.
It's a trend.
At the same time, like, it does make me wonder, so much of what Mayo has right now is inherited from Bill. Even the front office that was Bill, like, it's Bill's guys mostly who are in there.
Sure.
And so I look at it and I go, I don't want to let Mayo, like, off the hook or be bending over backwards for him saying that he's not responsible for the way that the players on his team act, because he does have some accountability for that. But it's also, it's not like he handpicked every player on this team, and the systems that are around him are still largely Bill's systems. And I'm not saying, like, I'm blaming Bill or anything like that.
Careful, because in Twitch chat, they get really mad if you make any allusions to blaming Bill for anything.
I guess I think that Jerod Mayo should be allowed some grace, because part of being a first-time head coach is not just not having the experience of going through these situations with your players, but also inheriting a lot of what came before.
Sure.
And
but he also inherited...
and losing some of what came before.
Right. But he also inherited, for example, Matthew Slater, who is his... whatever his title is.
What does he do? He's been around a lot.
Liaison guy. You know what I think he'd do? I think he'd do stuff right now. I think he'd do be an advisor to Jerod Mayo when we're talking about Christian Barmore and what's going on in culture and where we're going here.
He'd be a good person for that.
Absolutely. A good person to be up next on the phone lines would be Cam in Wilmington. What do you think about this situation with Christian Barmore and the Patriots, Cam?
Well, Mego stole a little bit of my thunder there, but I wanted to talk a little bit about how you inherited some of the same players. I think what's more frustrating for this team is that they actually extended guys like Barmore and Peppers, right? Obviously great talent, and they're good people from what we've seen. These are small mistakes, but now I think it's frustrating to talk to these players and say, listen, we just gave you, $90 million plus to Barmore, $30 million to Peppers. Like, not only are we sinking in a lot from a leadership standpoint, but this is a lot of money that this franchise is putting into you. You need to act like a cornerstone in the building block. So I think that's a little disappointing, but... again, I think people deserve second chances, and I think, this is Mayo's chance now to really figure out, like, what he's going to do and the message he's going to send to his team.
All right, thanks for the call, Cam. Cam's line is open, as the guy who usually sits in this host seat likes to say when we get rid of one line, but all the other lines are locked and loaded. 617-779-7937 if you want to join us. I'm just going to keep rattling through these. It's very easy to screen calls today. You only have to write one word, Barmore, 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 Barmore. Everybody wants to talk about Christian Barmore.
Yeah, it's definitely an emotional issue for people.
Well, you know who was emotional and that was part of the problem? Barmore, right? Like,
again, I don't have the lived experiences he does, so I don't...
I don't either. But I just don't think that...
I also don't have the experiences of being a first responder on the other side.
Correct. And I don't think his approach was the approach that... So we're talking about it. I don't think it's the approach Jerod Mayo would recognize. I mean, would advise. You know what Jerod Mayo is?
I have
a black man. To steal Giardi's term.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an approach that Matthew Slater would advise. You know what Matthew Slater is?
Something on the team?
No, he's a black man, too.
Oh, okay.
My point is, guys that have lived at least some of the life, the path, walked in the shoes, I think, personally, I don't know from them, and I do believe Jerod Mayo is going to have to address this when he speaks with the media again. He's not going to be able to brush it off as well as he did the first time.
Well, we didn't have all the information this morning when we talked to Jerod.
And I think he is going to need to answer some more questions. But this is an interesting topic that I'm sure he didn't want to have to deal with. And you know what might feel good tomorrow? Getting on a plane and flying like 5 hours
leaving
across,
the country.
Getting the hell out of the country and going over there and hoping nobody asks at the Hanover School or the Hollow School or whatever they're using for their press conferences over in London. So let's go back to the phone lines. Tim in Hanover, speaking of Hanover School, wants to talk about Barmore, as everyone else does.
Andy, Mego, I want to say hello.
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 I
I just want to say this is a knucklehead move on what he did. I don't know the actions, what took place, but I tell you what, they got to have a clause in there of anybody unbecoming the actions of that player being for a New England Patriot. It's just not cool. He could have did this thing at home, kept himself out of trouble, but he's not thinking with the right head.
Okay.
Whoa. I did not expect it to go there at the end.
No. He didn't swear. It's
no,
okay.
I know, but the...
Yeah, no. He made an indication that he was thinking with the improper brain, or whatever you want to say. I don't want to repeat in case it isn't the best thing to say on the radio. he made a bad decision, and where he was going to make that decision, what he was doing, I don't know. We know the details. The temporary plate had expired. So that's the secondary issue. They can't read it. And then when they stop him and read it, it expired on October 5th. So it's 11 days old.
I've had a paperwork problem before when I've gotten pulled over.
Did you scream?
No.
Did you say, I'm on the WEEI show?
Not that I recall.
She was blaring F the police by NWA.
Yeah, seriously.
I was not.
But as she already said, we know the answer to that. It's a little different situation for her. But she is a woman, too, which is different than me, because she can, like, bat her eyes and do something and maybe get away with it. I've heard people say that actually works for some people.
When I was a teenager, I cried a lot.
And you got out of it?
Yeah. Okay. I'd cry.
You know what? If I cried, the guy would probably tack on another charge for me being a pansy or something.
But that was like because you're a kid. What? Being a kid when you get pulled over when you're like 16.
I got a ticket.
Crying.
And I didn't cry. Well, I manned up. I sat there and took it like a man.
You were not as adorable as I was.
How do you know? I was quite adorable throughout most of my life.
Because you wouldn't have gotten a ticket.
I wasn't a woman. let's keep going on the phone lines. Let's go to Martin in Worcester. Wants to talk about Barmore. What's up, Martin?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
All right. So this is kind of dicey. I don't know all the information, but all I could do is just put myself in that perspective because I was actually just in that situation over the weekend and at the casino.
Okay.
So everyone's living their own life, right? So we can't actually be hypocrites.
Yep.
To say, you know what? Because he's signed to a contract now, he must be in his bed at 9 o'clock. Everybody is different, just like our whole entire society that we're living here. And we can't judge someone because we don't know the whole entire story. So myself got into the casino and I had my shoes off and I'm gambling. Now,
that stinks.
Why
did you take your shoes off?
No, I was sitting at the table. I was sitting at the table for 2 hours and my shoes off. No one seen it.
I don't like it.
But however, does that mean that I should be in handcuffs, thrown in the back of a cop car, being a mace and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, no, that sounds horrible.
No. Thanks for the call, Martin. I don't know what you're saying.
But if the police come over to you and you start wilding out, being aggressive, you can't tell me to put my shoes on.
Right.
Then, you might be escorted out.
Actually, know if there's a rule against taking your shoes off.
There probably
in a casino,
is.
But, you know, there might be. And if you get argumentative when they make you aware of the rule, because that's a rule where somebody might not know. You see people on planes take their shoes off. Maybe there's a rule on airplanes.
Was talking about that today.
Yeah,
I take my shoes off. Oh, I take my shoes off on the plane all the time.
It's so gross.
I took my shoes off in the press box at Gillette.
Oh, you should be arrested.
It's not like it's my bare
Gillette.
Feet. I'm wearing
Stacey
stockings.
Stacey James, if you're listening, please arrest Mego in the press box because that is disgusting. That is a working professional environment and her feet are disgusting.
Nobody can see my feet. It's just more comfortable.
That's what he thought. Anyway, back to the phone lines. Rich in Dorchester, what are your thoughts on Barmore?
Hey, thanks for letting me talk. So a couple things. I'm calling with the perspective of a white guy, not a black person, so I have that perspective. That being said, the way I think it should be handled is that Mayo and any other player on that team, black, white, whatever, should stand up for Barmore and say it's his right to be out at 1 o'clock in the morning. I have no issue with that. Behind closed doors, they should handle it a little bit differently and say, hey, what the hell are you doing? You know, but he's got every right, just like you, just like any other one of us has to be out at 1 o'clock. We don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was going to help out a friend. Maybe he was going to.
We do know what he was doing. All right. Thanks for the call, Rich. We do know what
he was
doing. I like
that perspective, though.
I don't know.
Outwardly facing.
The mixed messaging. First of all, they're very good at mixed messaging. They've mastered that class over the last 8 or 9 months down at Gillette Stadium.
Snark.
I don't know that I like supporting it publicly because that sends a public-facing message that is not the one I want. I agree. This is where we get in those gray areas. People are like, he's got every right to be out at 1 a.m. Absolutely. And I get every right as his employer that handed him $90 million to say, I don't like the lifestyle you're leading. Your body is an investment in this team, is an investment in our future and our success. We don't have enough building blocks for me to just let one of them waste himself away or treat his body poorly. And I get the last guy I gave all that money to, you know what he did every night? He went to bed after he ate avocado ice cream. And that's the kind of world we're running here at the Patriots. And if you don't want the money and if you don't want to live that world, we can decide to move on. Because this isn't a regular job. This isn't a regular world. This is sports. This is different. And I hate when people try to make that
comparison. Well, it's really
comparison.
There's also the aspect of celebrity with it.
Sure.
I mean, you say it's sports. Like, it's super high stakes. It's
sure.
Super, there's a lot of money wrapped up in one individual.
Sure.
So.
And we do know some of what he was doing. We know he was driving, allegedly, I guess. I wasn't there,
yeah.
So I didn't.
Remember where we started from. We really don't. We don't know what the facts are. We know what each side is saying.
If the Providence police wrote up a police report where every fact is wrong, then that's going to be a major issue if it can be proven.
Right.
Like there's a certain credibility with police officers that they have to maintain that if they write something,
well,
it needs to be real.
Well, that they should try to maintain.
Absolutely. So the story as we've read it and take it or know it is he had a temporary license plate that they could not see because of some sort of cover. When they could see it after they stopped him, it was expired, which is it a big deal? Not the biggest deal in the world. He did indeed have marijuana in tubes in his car. He also had an ashtray with a burnt blunt in his car. And they
I'm such a nerd. Why are they in tubes?
I think they're like those plastic test tubes that they like sell it in. Yeah,
it's just not what I think of. I thought it was like a baggy situation.
That was the old days. I think they've upgraded now that it's legal in this actually these places.
I only
know
this from what I've seen in the movies.
Very, very like now the packaging is almost just as important as the contents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like now, like
logos and stuff.
Oh my lord! I saw one where it looked like the Grand Theft Auto video game, and you opened it up, like it legit looked like a video game package, and you open it up. Yeah. So now they're getting very creative with the packaging.
So it's sort of like craft beers when they went that road
exactly.
Where like people buy
nailed
it based on the can. They didn't even read what kind of beer it is, what kind of percent of alcohol. Like, oh, it's a cool can, so I'll buy that, and it's $8 for one can, and you're like, oh, that'd be a really cool can. Good
very
beer.
Very amateur move.
Whatever, marketing works. Anyway, this is the afternoon show here on WEEI. We are coming down the home stretch, odds and ends, and today odds and ends will primarily be phone calls because we still see you on the line. Tim, Rich, Mike, the rest of you, 617-779-7937. We'll try to do rapid fire to the end of the show. It's Mego, it's Hart, it's the afternoon show, and we'll be right back. Coming down the home stretch here on WEEI's afternoon show. It's Wednesday afternoon, which means we should be talking Patriots game, transitioning to the next game, injury report. Oh my God, Drake May is on the injury report. You people were all right. They broke him already. It took one game. Not really. He's on the injury report. He was a full participant with a knee issue.
Love seeing a knee, though.
Hopefully final segment.
Hopefully he just has like a deep bruise.
What about a not deep bruise? That'd be even better.
Then he wouldn't be on the boo-boo report.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No
you're supposed
way.
To put anything on there. If you feel an ailment, you're supposed to put it on there. Anyway, the odds and ends portion of the program, a.k.a. a few more calls about Christian Barmore, is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 1-877-KARS-4KIDS. That's Cars for Kids. Mego. Do you want to go to John or Mike?
Let's go to Mike. He's been waiting long.
Mike in the car. I feel like that's a classic sports talk radio name.
Hey, guys,
Mike
how
in the
you
car.
Doing?
What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Super.
Mego, so glad to hear you back on the radio. You got to come back full time, man. Your voice is like
all right, get to your point.
So calming and soothing and intelligent. But
thanks,
anyway,
Mike.
I was wondering if you guys thought that this would come across differently to the public. I wondered if he thought the people would be all on his side because he was out there tweeting about it at the first thing in the morning this morning.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. I don't know how a voice sounds smart. Anyway,
you wouldn't, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Apparently, I got a dumb sounding voice. I'm just a dumb male on here with a dumb sounding voice. No, there's no doubt. I think Barmore thought he was in the right. When you instantly go to social media, now he has deleted it. I don't know if that was him realizing maybe I wasn't quite so right, because I do think sometimes stuff happens. I have a bad temper. I don't lose it very often, but
dude,
when I lose
I've
it...
I've never seen you lose your temper for real.
You don't want to. No. Legit, when I lose my temper...
It's gone.
And I could be the guy that goes back and watches a video and be like, oh, yeah, that's not how I remember that going, and I'm not real proud of how
you
that
like
went.
You, like, rage, black out in the moment almost.
Kinda. Like, very... I mean, I'm talking, like, go 5-10 years in between these incidents, but... I just wonder, did he see video and be like, oh, wow, I acted like a jackass in front of those cops. Regardless of how it started, I escalated it. Or is it as simple as Gerard Mayo said, take it down, you idiot.
Yeah, he got a call from Stacey James,
which,
like, my man.
And he probably should. It does it no good to have it out there, although it's out there. It's 2024. It's in every news story. It's
right.
Captured. It's you're not erasing anything when you erase it from your feed. But I do wonder how he feels about it now. Now, he's in this weird spot because he's not an active player, so we won't be talking to him anytime soon.
No.
I don't think they're going to.
And he's been in the locker room a lot.
I don't think he's going to be in the locker room a lot when you guys are around.
I will be efforting to see.
You absolutely should. But you people in the media that cover the team on a daily basis, do have a little bit more to talk to Gerard Mayo about as more details come out about this. And probably just the general questions that we've been addressing about the culture, about what's going on with his team. Does he have a culture problem with his team, or are these just three separate incidents that we shouldn't connect? Looks like the last call of the day is going to go to John in Boston. John, what are your thoughts on this Barmore situation?
I appreciate you taking my call. Andy, first of all, I normally agree with a lot of things you say, and it's not much as Barmore as what you said, Andy, about, you know, these guys are athletes, and they're held to some special thing, man. They're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
They play sports. They're going to have human issues, Andy. I'm sure you could agree.
Yep.
And more importantly, it's going to be issues related to their world, not just the world you know or I know, but to their world, where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say, Andy. I actually, you're one of the few guys I like on the station, so I don't want to argue with you, Andy. You keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Thank you. Even when you don't agree with me, I keep doing what I'm doing. And I do agree with that. But I also think they have issues that are in their world, not ours. But their world includes notoriety and outside forces and media and honestly, a spotlight and a microscope. And that includes not just us. I'm not just talking about how we feel about this. I don't believe Gerard Mayo is happy with this right now. I don't believe Robert Kraft is probably happy with this right
now. It's a big business you work for.
It's a big business, and big business is tough to keep up with. Anyway, we'll probably be back tomorrow, 2 to 6 on the afternoon program, probably talking more about Christian Barmore. Hopefully talking with Christian Arcand, because he's got a boo-boo on his throat, but I'm hoping he's coming back. If not, I'll be in the one chair again, because let's be honest, I thought I kicked ass in the one chair.
You did great. I'm glad you liked
great
it.
Great job, Andy.
And that's a smart voice who said I did great. That's Megan Ottolini. I appreciate you hanging out for a couple hours. Appreciate Fitzy hanging out for a couple hours. I thought we had a fun show this afternoon. We talked about some football stuff. And we talked about some real world stuff. We took a lot of calls and had some good things transpire here. Stiz, thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.